Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
SBS Radio.
After an absence of 30 years, the Indonesian women's football team known as Timnas Garuda Pertiwi has qualified for the final of the Women's Asian Cup to be played in India. They will face some challenges. First, they will take on Australia's Matildas, one of the best teams in the world, in their first game. I spoke with Indonesian coach Rudy Eka Priyambodo when the team went into training camp. He spoke about the importance of his coaching experience in Australia and then explained his expectations of his players in their first match with the Matildas. Coach Rudy Eka Priyambodo, for 33 years, Indonesia absent from the Asian Cup. So how did you build your team?
Yes, so because we just wait for 33 years, yeah, and during this COVID, I think we are lucky we can go through to the final after qualification. We play against Singapore, and then we did it, so we came to this Asian final, Asian Cup. So after 33 years, so yeah, so we have to prepare. So we look forward, so we can play with this Matilda and then Thailand and Philippines, so we cross up to the World Cup. That's our dream, play in the World Cup. So we prepare to be playing well and then get the win is the bonus for us.
How did you overcome the lack of competition, coach? You didn't have much competition.
Yes, in these 2 years COVID, we don't have a league, and then we don't have like the player in the overseas, something like that. So before these 2 years, I think the federation already make the competition, the league, like League One. So we have the database of the players. So few players already play in the league. Some player play in the futsal. So sometimes we have these conditions. Sometimes we be lucky. So some player still take care of their fitness level. But thanks to the federation, we make, 3 weeks training camp before in March and July, and then before the Asian Cup. So now, tomorrow, we prepare 1 month left to facing Matilda, Thailand, and Philippines. So this basically the database we have now, we prepare.
Coach, for the Asian Cup, it happens that Australia and Indonesia in the same group, which is Group B. And the first match, which is on the 21st of January, it will be Australia against Indonesia. So what do you expect from that match?
My expect is I want to learn from that game. Especially, I think 2012, I been to Australia, I coaching the girls there. So now I want to know, and I want to learn from that game, so how I can build my team, especially my country. So I play against Matilda, especially the player already playing in the Europe. So I want to learn, and then the player we can learn, and then so we follow the process, and then the winning, or we can make a draw. Matilda, that's bonus from the we work hard. If like we lose, yeah, we have to learn. So because Matilda already follow the process. They have the league, they have training camp every FIFA match day they play. When I was in Brazil, and then I was again USA last time, and then the Olympic also. I think yeah, we have to learn, follow the process. If draw or win, that's yeah, miracle.
And the rest of it is luck, right? Coach, yeah, how do you expect to stop Sam Kerr from kicking goals?
Sorry, can you repeat again?
How do you prevent Sam Kerr kicking goals?
Oh, Sam Kerr. Yeah, I know. Sam Kerr, he moved from the right wing, he moved from the left wing, she have power, she have speed, very fast. So you have we have to keep watch Shankar and then the other persons, because Mapila is very, very strong, and especially the key from Shankar and then the left wing also. Everyone has to watch them, not only Shankar. Because in the Matilda, all the players, 11 players, all good, and the good they are, so they have the weaknesses also, especially when against USA. So we can see how many seconds that the first goal came when against USA from the kickoff, 28 seconds, I think, how many seconds, I forget.
Yeah.
I think they still have weaknesses to get in.
Coach, about yourself now. When you started coaching in 2012, you started coaching at Monbulk Rangers in Australia, in Victoria. So how was it your experience became a coach in Australia?
In 2012, I think Australia still grow up in 2012, because football is grow from 2008 in Australia. They are grow so fast, very, very fast. From my perspective, Australia is very, very nice, beautiful. I think they are the people, they from regional, from national. I mean, all district, they work so hard. I mean, with the infrastructure, some they are the player, the club, all the from professional, I think, until amateur, they do very well. Especially, they never give up or they go. They keep running. I mean, the fitness level, I think, very good. I think in 2012, Indonesian women, they're not so much like sport. But Australia, people like sport. But now Indonesia is different. I think Indonesia do go to the way. I mean, they do like sport, and they like exercise or fitness. So I think it grows so fast. Very, very, I'm not surprised Australia now big five in the rank in the FIFA.
Now, Coach, while you're coaching in Australia, what's the most important lesson from your time coaching in Australia that you still use it in your coaching in Indonesia?
Why I coach in Australia? Because I have my ex-wife there, I have a son there in Melbourne. I have PR before in Australia, yeah. So I give up my PR, I come back to my country. Yeah. I live for my country because I want to build my country. Now the chance for me to go through and build my country during the World Cup. The lesson, I mean,
the most important,
the system, the discipline, the attitude, because the player now never want give up, and then many time management to be disciplined on time. That's what I learned from Australia. The discipline in the field and then the discipline outside the field. That's the important.
Right.
That's what I learned.
Yes, and that you apply in your coaching in Indonesia.
Yeah, I do. I apply. I do in Indonesia in my team. Yeah. The player has must discipline there, because today you can thank for tomorrow.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Bu.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.